we present Great Balls of Fire, a 9-part musical essay on the 50s, written and presented by Pete Myers. Chapter 4, and the date clock reads
1953.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire!
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel alone, singing a song side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Well, they've all had the quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing our song side by side. See that sun in the morning, peeking over the hill. I'll bet you're sure it always has, and it always will. Well, that's how I feel about someone, and somebody feels about me. We're sure in love with each other, and that's the way it's gonna be. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
We ain't got money.
Maybe we're ragged and we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel, we'll travel, travel, travel,
side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow.
I must admit, the passing years have not diminished the infectious quality of that 53 hit, Side by Side. The voice of Kay Starr, who could be considered as the prototype of girls who would follow in her footsteps like Brenda Lee, Connie Francis, and Timmy Euro. Now, the interesting feature of that record is the use of the overdubbing technique introduced 2 years earlier by Les Paul and Mary Ford, who got to number one in 53 with a song that literally became a universal favorite. Wherever one went, on any continent, you inevitably heard the best-known Ford since the Model T.
Now the hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Vaya con Dios, go with God. And perhaps he's the only one who knows why 53 was the year of the big sleep. Viewed from Europe, it seemed that saccharine was the flavor of the year, as the major record companies churned out endless inane ditties and ballads that haven't stood the test of time. Remember this? Well, if the answer is no, I don't blame you.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and obey. Though you may forget
the crooner critics hailed as the new Sinatra, Eddie Fisher, who at that time had over 60,000 fan clubs around the world. That style of singing was then earning him $25,000 a week, mostly from a show he hosted on American TV called
Coke Time.
A Coke then meaning cola, not... But Eddie's high-flying days were already numbered, because coming up close behind was the sleeper who would succeed him and eventually become the highest-paid TV star in history. And his name, Perry Como.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let them break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, or keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights,
too many nights,
too many stars,
too many stars,
too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes, or keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
One of the few times he woke up, and when he did, he topped the charts for 5 weeks with that song, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. When he was asleep, Mr. Como did even better. By now it became obvious that two countries with established hit parades were enormously lucrative markets for the recording industry, the United States and Great Britain. The major link, of course, was the English language. Mainland Europe was then regarded as a sideshow, and if records produced in the USA and Britain broke through in Europe, then that was a bonus. But no concerted effort was made to market these records in, let's say, France, Germany, Holland, and points north and south. And even between Britain and America, taste varied, which was great news for Guy Mitchell, who bombed in the States with this song but went straight to the top in Britain and stayed there for 4 weeks, probably because the song was about an English banker who falls for this girl in a hully hully skirt. I mean, what else?
She wears red feathers and a hully hully skirt. She wears red feathers and a hully hully skirt.
She lives on just coconuts and fish from the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me. I worked in a London bank, respectable position. From 9 to 3 they serve you tea, but prune your disposition. Each night at the music hall, travelogues I'd see. And once a pearl of a native girl kept smiling right at me. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She lives on just coconuts and fish from the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me.
And if that's enough for you, it certainly is for me. But wait, wait, before I close this chapter, let us not forget the most irritating, nauseating, agitating record of all time. The one that no one could escape in
1953.
And Patti Page posed the question of the decade.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
This is great. This is great. Balls of fire.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bear cat.
No, not a hound dog, but a bear cat. The singer Rufus Thomas. And if you know anything about pop, you'll know where that melody and rhythm will emerge again and who'll make it part of his legend. But in 1953, while we were being spoon-fed baby porridge by the major record companies, the small independent companies in America were already producing the material for rock and roll. And these songs were then part of black music culture. Let me show you what I mean.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget.
Just Walking in the Rain, one of the biggest hits for Johnny Ray in 1956. But in 53, the song was first recorded by five black guys serving their sentences in the Tennessee jail, who call themselves the Prisoners.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget.
In 1953, while that music was being produced in the American Deep South, an extraordinary black performer had established her reputation as the darling of the nightclub circuit. She was sexy, multilingual, witty, and had Orson Welles calling Eartha the Cat Kid.
The most exciting woman in the world.
A world of French champagne, beluga caviar, fast cars, and slow men with at least six zeros after their name.
I'm just a pilgrim at heart, oh so pure and genteel. Catch me in Las Vegas when I'm at the spinning wheel. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll ask for such simple things when my birthday occurs. Two apartment buildings that are labeled hers and hers. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. My little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets I'll have money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire.
This is great. Balls of fire.
Majestic music by William Walton for the greatest spectacle of the year, the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, made all the more unforgettable by the announcement on the morning of June the 2nd that Hillary and Tenzing had conquered Mount Everest. The crowning of the Queen was seen by millions all over the world on television, including Holland, where the medium was only then just catching on. In America, it was already a thriving industry, and it had its own queen, who reigned supreme for over 25 years, and who even had her own theme. The music that could still be heard today as the reruns of I Love Lucy go on forever, as does Lucille Ball. But while TV was becoming the opiate of the masses in 53, popular music still tended to spill over from the silver screen. Hollywood came out with a musical biography on Hans Christian Andersen, which upset the Danes, who insisted that their capital is known as Copenhagen, not...
No. Hagen. Copenhagen.
This haunting theme came from the film Moulin Rouge, a film bio of French painter Toulouse-Lautrec, played by actor José Ferrer, who spent the entire picture on his knees. It was a million seller for two orchestras, Mantovani in Britain, and in this version, the American, by the Percy Faith Orchestra. The theme from Moulin Rouge, which didn't stand the test of time, as few people apart from the 50s generation can remember it now, or the film. Not so the movie that in 53 absolutely established Marilyn Monroe's shimmering image as the most desirable creature on celluloid. In Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, she played the blonde to Jane Russell's brunette.
Louis, will you ask Mr. Esmond to come back to our dressing room? He's sitting in his usual place.
Right away, Miss Lake.
What's the rush? She's not going to run away.
I know, but I just can't wait.
For what?
Dorothy. Didn't you notice? His pocket was bulging.
Yeah, that could be a bag of gumdrops.
No, it was a square bulge, like a box for a ring. I think he's got a present for me.
You know, I think you're the only girl in the world that can stand on a stage with a spotlight in her eye and still see a diamond inside a man's pocket.
Diamonds!
A dame who really knew how to judge a man by the size of his carrots. And after that, she was on her way to immortality. In August of 53, a film opened that was to change the fortunes of a singer who was being written off as a has-been. Once the swoon idol of millions, Frank Sinatra's career had plunged to rock bottom. And he was determined to make a career change by attempting a serious acting role in a World War II film called From Here to Eternity. Well, he played the role so convincingly it won him an Academy Award. And spurred on by this success, he signed a rather unattractive contract with Capitol Records that lasted 7 years, and which not only transformed his fortune, but resulted in a series of recordings that are milestones of popular music. On December the 9th, 1953, he began his unique association with bandleader-arranger Nelson Riddle, when they recorded a song that several other singers, including Nat King Cole, had turned down. Sinatra himself didn't like it too much and recorded it reluctantly. Within 3 months, the song reached the top of the hit parade, and the rest, as the saying goes, is history.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Fairy tales do come true if your name is Sinatra. Young at heart, the recording that started the golden years of Blue Eyes Rain. Within a year of cutting that disc, Sinatra would be voted the most popular singer in America. But in 53, the year that Stalin died, JFK married Jacqueline, and the dykes burst in Holland, one man and one man alone dominated the charts. In Britain, he had three number ones that spread like wildfire throughout Europe. Hey Joe was the title of one, not to be confused with the Jimi Hendrix hit that appeared a decade later. That stayed in the number one slot for a fortnight. Then came a German song with English lyrics that offended the hierarchy at the BBC, who banned it. But in spite of the fact that it got no airplays, it got to number one and stayed there for 8 weeks.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord.
And oh Lord, what a fuss there was over the use of that word Lord. Taking the Lord's name in vain, said the BBC. So much so that when other singers covered the song, the line was changed to,
answer me, oh my love.
But the Lord prevailed and was so thrilled to be top of the pops that he decided his hero should go for bust. And so this next record to this very day has a unique place in the annals of pop music. Between April and August 1953, it dominated the number one slot for an amazing 18 weeks. No other artist has ever equaled that record. In fact, in 53, our hero, with three records, stayed at the top for an incredible 27 weeks. Which was great news for the Dutch, because he recorded on the Philips label. Which is why Frankie Lane is still very special in Eindhoven and the rest of the lowlands.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a
Great balls of fire!
And that was the fourth program in a 9-part series, written and produced by Pete Myers. Great Balls of Fire is a Radio Netherlands presentation.